Finkelstein, political scientist, author, lecturer, joins me from Brooklyn in New York, live on the phone now. Well, Norman, what do you think are the reasons for this Israeli military rehearsal for a strike on Iran?
I doubt it's a rehearsal for a strike. It's trying to put more pressure on the Americans, and in particular the Western Europeans, for them to apply pressure on Tehran to cease any moves towards using nuclear power. But it's unlikely that there's any attack planned. All you had to do last week was read the op-ed by Yoshka Fisher, Israel's former foreign minister, in Israel's paper Haaretz. And Fisher basically said, these Israelis are serious, and so we've got to get Iran to disarm, or else Israel will attack. And the purpose of these maneuvers is to lend credibility to what Yoshka Fisher wrote, and for the Americans and for the Europeans to apply yet more pressure on Iran.
Yoshka Fisher in the papers recently. Well, anyway, some U.S. media are quoting anonymous...
Yeah, Yoshka Fisher is the former foreign minister, but he wrote an op-ed piece in Haaretz last week on the issue of the... what he claimed was an impending Israeli attack.
Right, the German former foreign minister.
Right. Yeah.
Some media are quoting anonymous sources in the U.S. saying that Washington was informed, but it didn't initiate the exercise. Do you think it's Tel Aviv or do you think it's Washington?
Well, whether the U.S. was informed or initiated, it's a distinction without a difference. It's inconceivable. It's impossible that Israel would attack without the green light from the United States, because the repercussions would be so huge. First of all, there would be the repercussions in the price of oil. Second of all, there would be the repercussions in Iraq. Third of all, almost certainly there will be an attack on Israel by Hezbollah rockets. For all these reasons, the U.S. has to be in on it, whether they were told afterwards or beforehand about this particular maneuver is beside the point.
And, I mean, you yourself have been told by the Israeli Shin Bet Security Service that you're banned from Israel for, I don't know, up to a decade. Why do you think Israel is so frightened of you?
I don't think they're frightened of me. A lot of the decisions at the border are pretty arbitrary. Their main grievance against me seems to have been that I met with Hezbollah leaders when I was in Lebanon, and that's a taboo for the Israelis. It seems I crossed one of their red lines, and that's why they banned me. But I should point out I was not going to Israel. I was going to the occupied territories.
That's right. And, broader Middle Eastern issues, Noam Chomsky told me last week that the Iraqi Security Pact was a case of brazen imperialism on the part of the U.S. Do you think that a lot of recent developments in the Middle East are part of a bigger plan to isolate Iran? I'm thinking of, a deal in Gaza, a deal over Golan.
I think that all of the recent developments, the recent flurry of developments, have to be seen within the context of Iran. The move now with Shaba Farms is quite clear what the United States and Israel are trying to do. One of the reasons Hezbollah claims it has to remain armed is that it says it still has to liberate occupied Lebanese territory, namely Shaba Farms. And so I think it's fairly obvious that the United States, Israel, and the what's called the March 14th movement are colluding now to put Hezbollah in the position where it'll have no excuse for holding on to its arms. Once Hezbollah is disarmed, or at least that's the hope, then the prospects of isolating and possibly attacking Iran will increase.
Because do you think there is going to be a deal vis-a-vis Lebanon? Because, of course, they didn't make a statement. The new, I'm not sure there's a cabinet yet, but the new prime minister said that there wouldn't be negotiations with Israel.
I think it's possible. First of all, Israel has no stake whatsoever in keeping Shaba Farms. So there is a possibility, yes, that Israel will relinquish it to Lebanon, and then the pressures will escalate on Hezbollah to disarm. You have to bear in mind, once the Shabbat Farms issue is resolved, and if and when the remaining Israeli Lebanese hostages held by Israel are returned, the justification for Hezbollah to retain its arms is going to be seriously undermined.
So all in all, and my final question, are you quite optimistic then about peace in the Middle East?
There's no reason at all to be optimistic about, at this point, peace in the Middle East. Israel is determined to get rid of Hezbollah one way or another. One possibility is through military action. A second possibility is enough coercive international pressure to force it to disarm. And Israel and the United States are both determined to subordinate Iran and not allow Iran to take its place as a major regional power. So given its agenda against Iran and given its agenda against Hezbollah, and also to a lesser extent, its desire to subordinate Hamas, for all these reasons, it seems to me there's no reason to be optimistic about peace in the short term.
Norman Finkelstein, joining me from Brooklyn. Thank you very much. We'll want to speak to you more, I'm sure, in the future about these issues as they unfold.